soldiers.
Well, let's try to pull together some more of what we now know. Janet Onyango joins us from BBC Monitoring following events in Bamako from Nairobi. Janet, thanks for being with us on World Update. Give us a few more of the details that are coming in.
What we're seeing is a statement from the hotel, according to which there are two gunmen, but witnesses are saying up to 10, and as the earlier report says, possibly more. The state TV has continued with normal programming, except with a breaking news ticker at the bottom of the screen, which is quoting the Malian Interior Ministry, stating that about a dozen of the hostages have been released. There's also an unconfirmed report that the richest man in Africa, Aliko Dangote, may be in the hotel, but that is unconfirmed as yet. The reports are still flying around.
And anybody claiming responsibility yet?
There have been no claims of responsibility yet. We do know that there has been increased jihadist activity, not just in the north, but across central and southern Mali, and a stated intention to attack French installations in the country. But given the attack on the French restaurant in March and the hotel in Sévaré also in March, earlier in this year, in which four UN workers were killed, it seems that this is sort of a deliberate strategy to attack hotels where Western visitors might congregate.
And the nationalities, we know that some Chinese people are there, apparently, according to the Xinhua news agency, and also Turkish authorities saying that some from Turkish Airlines might be inside.
No, we don't have. We've not seen any reports, specific reports about the nationalities of the hostages, unfortunately.
Well, we'll certainly keep updating people. And thank you for the moment, Janet. That's Janet Onyango from BBC Monitoring, who's following events in Bamako from Nairobi. You'll hear more on our partners.